The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina legislature started back this week in Columbia. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Happy New Year. Good to be with you.
Happy New Year. Appreciate your time, Senator. You guys wrapped up your first week in this legislative session. Give us a quick summary of what you see as some of the priorities for this year.
Well, it's going to be a priority that your audience stays engaged. Let me start with that, because there's a lot of headwinds against doing things that we need to get done. And apathy is the enemy of conservative reform. We started off, though, with something I think is important for the future of health care in the state, and that is the repeal of the Certificate of Need. I was a co-sponsor and really fought on the floor along with my colleagues to repeal Certificate of Need to ensure that we don't have the government telling you whether you can or cannot build a hospital or medical practice. And I know that sounds maybe like a snooze fest at first, but when you look at what's happened here during the coronavirus pandemic, where we've had essentially groupthink from all the big hospitals that want to try to force mandates on everybody with vaccines who work for them, or prescribe one course of treatment and ignore all the alternatives, they're able to do that because competition is stifled by outdated regulations in our state that make it really hard for private companies to go in and invest money and build a medical clinic or facility. So we're repealing that. We moved really hard this week to repeal the Certificate of Need. The Hospital Association fought us tooth and nail to try to water it down to essentially meaningless. We defeated their amendment, and we are pressing ahead with opening up the free markets when it comes to health care in South Carolina.
Yep, and that is good news, Senator, because I knew that the Hospital Association, they were wanting some amendments in there. And this is a great piece of legislation. This is you guys doing what you need to be doing. I've spent a good bit of time this week talking about SB 290. From a personal standpoint, I saw this firsthand this past year. As you know, I had a few health challenges this past year, and it's just crazy with some of the wait times that you have for what are just, you know, routine tests, scans. When I finally realized that I needed surgery, having to wait for an OR to become available, not that there weren't any operating rooms out there, it's just that certain hospitals, they don't staff them all the time because they want that balance to be exact. They don't want to be staffing an OR when they maybe don't have someone ready to go in there. So they keep the supply short. And you've got doctors out there who would like to be more competitive, and they have to go basically ask permission to open a facility, and their competitor across the street can object to it. So the Certificate of Need is just nonsense, and I'm glad you guys are moving forward with that.
Well, it is nonsense, and you're right about everything you just said, but it's also, I mean, let's take again to the current environment, the current moment we're in, and why this underscores the importance of this legislation more than ever before. You and I both have heard from doctors across our state who are trying to prescribe alternative treatments, whether that's ivermectin or monoclonal antibodies or any number of things with regard to COVID. And if you're a doctor who's associated with one of the big guys, they're so tied in with federal government, federal funding, they refuse to allow any kind of right to try. And so we've literally had people be denied life-saving treatments just because it doesn't fit what the hospital association wants to do or the hospitals themselves want to do. And in this case, that no longer will doctors have to go ask Mother May I to open a clinic that serves their needs. I'm really excited about it, Joey. I think it's a good thing, and it's not over yet. We've still got some debate next week, and I think there'll be other attempts to amend it, but it will not be watered down. The big watered-down amendment has been defeated very soundly and really on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah, well, good for you, and thank you for standing up for that, because this can really be a big thing for health care in South Carolina. And I'm just so happy that is moving forward. You supported legislation in the past dealing with the vaccine mandates. Yesterday, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court striking down mandates for private employers, yet allowed the mandate for healthcare workers to remain so far. Is there still a need for you guys to take action in South Carolina? What are your thoughts on yesterday's decision?
Well, I think it's a good thing overall. I mean, I wish they would have been consistent with regard to the CMS mandate, not just employer mandate. But yes, we still need to act because here's where, and this is where some people say, well, gosh, Kimball, you say that you're pro-business and you support a business owner's right to make decisions. And I do, by the way, Joey, but I don't support the idea that a business is going to force their employees to be mandated either. So while I'm happy that the mandates on employers were struck down, I think that the mandate on employees, at least in our state, needs to be stopped because we still have too many businesses that feel like they can order their employees to do this. And my attitude is that with regard to dress code or work time or how long you're there for the day, those kinds of things are absolutely within the purview of the business owner. And that business owner needs to make those decisions. Yeah. But a business owner owns his or her business, not the bodies of his or her employees. And if it's not the same thing as a dress code to say we're going to force you to get a vaccine out of your system. So, yeah, I intend to continue to push forward to ensure that we strike down employer mandates against employees in South Carolina.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Government Master offered his executive budget this week. He's proposing a lot of spending on bridges and roads using the funds from the American Rescue Plan. He's proposing reducing state income taxes. Let's start with the roads. A lot of money being spent on the roads. And here's a question that I'm asked quite often by listeners, Senator Kimbrell, is what about the additional gas tax money that we have been collecting? Has that been doing what it was supposed to do? And do we need to be spending the American Rescue Plan, the COVID funds on roads?
Well, let's go with that last part first about the gas tax or rather the ARPA fund. Then we'll talk about gas tax. So the American Rescue Plan, ARPA for short, those funds are, of course, spent by Washington. If I were in Congress, I'd have voted against that. I think it was wasteful. That being said, it's going to be spent anyways, and it's been sent to our state. If we're going to spend the money, Joey, it makes more sense to spend it on roads and bridges and infrastructure, core functions of government, rather than blow it on other crazy projects that may make us have recurring spending later. So, I mean, I'm going to support using it on infrastructure because, frankly, there's already a big cry to have another $100 million of funding for roads and bridges. And if we don't use this emergency money, then, of course, DOT is going to come ask us for more gas tax money. And I'm going to vote no because I think we've already paid taxes enough. We need to cut taxes. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to use the ARPA money for infrastructure. As to the gas tax, here's the problem with the overall SCDOT situation. We have 30 years of neglect on our roads. And I think the DOT is improving. The reforms are working. But we've had 30 years of neglect because it was a politically driven process. And the gas tax money has been escrowed into a DOT infrastructure account. They're spending it as fast as they can. The problem is, we don't actually have enough contractors to do the work. So we're trying. We're pushing those contractors to perform and deliver, and they're doing the best they can. But as you know, every employer in the country has a worker shortage. That's true of contractors also. And the requirements for bonding and insurance for these big road contractors is pretty steep. So I have advocated for, let's make it a little easier for road contractors and subcontractors to come in and work so we can spend this money that's already been collected more efficiently, effectively, and improve the roads more quickly. So, yes, we are making progress, and I do see things getting better, but it's decades of neglect that won't be fixed overnight, unfortunately.
Yeah. One final thing here. Joe Biden has had a pretty bad week this week. Yesterday, it looks like his election reform, or so-called election reform, I should say, is probably dead in the water with Senator Kirsten and Senator Manchin adamantly saying they're not going to support the elimination of the filibuster. Is there anything that you guys have on the table, any adjustments or fine-tuning that we need to do on our election laws here in South Carolina?
I'm glad you asked, and yes, we're working very hard on that. In fact, it's back home in Spartanburg, my home district. I've worked very hard to ensure that we're replacing people on the election commission who are going to be good conservatives who believe in the rule of law and not having mail-in ballots and drop boxes and all of that. But we're doing that statewide, too. There's a big push right now. Toughen up what the South Carolina Election Commission can do. Ensure that we do not have mail-ins and universal balloting in terms of people just dropping off harvested votes at a drop box. Everybody in South Carolina who wants to vote can. We make it very easy to do it. We're not going to make it easy to cheat. And really, thank God that these senators in Washington are saying we're not going to trample the rights of the states. I was deeply offended by the president's speech the other day in which he asserted that if you believe in election integrity, somehow you're a racist. This isn't about racism. It's about rule of law. We're making sure that it's not they're not able to cheat. That's, yeah. And we're going to keep doing that in South Carolina, Joey, I promise.
Yep. Senator Josh Kimbrell, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate what you do, and thanks for your time this morning. And I hope to check back in with you from time to time throughout this session.
I enjoy it, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy that snow.
Yeah, be safe out there. Senator Josh Kimbrell.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.